Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
All right, let's go down to Port St. Lucie and bring in Eddie C. because the Mets have more injuries. You don't want to have these injuries, but they're already cropping up. Frazier, of course, you heard the quote-unquote in great shape, except now he's on his way back to New York. You already have Lowry, and now talk of McNeil maybe coming back to the infield. He can play third base. They might never get the job back if that's the case. Plus, it puts Frazier's job on his team, I think, in doubt. So, Eddie, let's start on the injuries first. We know the Lowry injury. Now we get the Frazier injury. Bad enough that he's got back to New York with an oblique, which is not something you ever want in the spring.
No, well, it's not something you ever want anyway. I mean, right. Oblique means a month, period, yep. Usually, or more. He had an MRI down here. They sent him back to New York for a cortisone shot, but I think that was basically to have Dr. Olczyk get his eyes on him and see where he is and what's going on.
This is bad for him. This is going to cost him. You know, he might never get a role this year with this team. You never know.
That's, it's possible. It opens up, I was talking to Dom Smith a little while ago. Obviously, he's a left-handed bat, and they could use one there, but it opens up things, I think, a little bit for him with Frazier on the sideline.
Right.
J.D. Davis, Alonzo, obviously.
Right.
Does it help his chances? It might. It might very well. I mean, he has a very good chance of making the team.
Tebow's chance to make the team on opening day.
they want
to put him on the team. You know they do.
I'm sure they would love it. I have a feeling he's already ticketed for AAA.
You know that? I know, but if they got guys hurt, I'm telling you, he might be on the first 2 weeks. He's wearing number 15. Yeah. He's not wearing 88. He's wearing 15.
Yeah. Oh, he has a prominent place and a prominent
yep.
That's for sure.
And he's hitting, I was there, he was hitting with Cano. They treat him like a star. They don't treat him like a rookie.
They do. Sometimes you have to look below, beneath the numbers or beyond the numbers, I guess, better way to put it. And, he did okay at AA last year. But when you look at the number of strikeouts and the number of at-bats, he still has that. He's going to make better.
Listen, I don't think he's a player, but they could, if guys are hurt, they could put him on the roster for the first couple of weeks of the season. I don't think it's crazy, especially when they don't want to put Alonzo on anyway.
I don't think Tebow. I'd be shocked if that happened. Honestly, I would, Mike. We'll see. Is he going to be here eventually? Would he be here in September? If that was the case, I wouldn't be surprised at that. But we'll see. We'll see.
They want to sit Alonzo the first 2 weeks anyway. They want to put him in the minors for the first couple of weeks. They can control him for another year.
Yeah, this may change a little bit. It's funny because and Brody's going to have to back up what he said. Every time we've asked, he said, we're taking the best 25 guys. North, and he doesn't care, he says, about the 7th year as opposed to 6 years. So if that's the case and he has a good spring and now Frazier is sidelined, well, then put him on the team.
I'm all for it. But you have teams doing this to guys like Guerrero, who might be best hitter in baseball.
I totally agree. There's no reason he shouldn't be here. Matter of fact, talking to Alonzo early on, he said there's no reason this kid shouldn't be in the majors already. He's just a heck of a player. But
I've heard people tell me Guerrero's the best hitter in baseball, not even in the minors, in all of baseball.
Yeah, honestly, I haven't seen him, so I don't.
Neither have I. I've never seen him play.
Yeah.
I had guys tell me who I trust telling me he's that good.
He's a heck of a talent. That's for sure. If he has any kind of better idea of the strike zone than his dad did, then he'll be fine.
They told me, how about this? The same person who told me Acuna was going to be a star last year told me Guerrero's a better hitter than Acuna.
Yeah, well, that's scary. That is scary. Scary for the opposition, I would think. That's for sure, because Acuna's pretty good.
Yeah, Acuna's really good. I mean, but they say this Guerrero's unbelievable. So, it's going to be interesting to see. But, all right, now, in your mind, does this open up McNeil to play third base?
Well, I think you have to think that Brody said today when we asked him about that that they're basically going to keep. He didn't even play today. They had a split squad, and he was on the bench here, so he didn't play. They gave him the day off. But I think they will concentrate in the outfield and left field because he still has work to do there. If it works out that way, depending on the injury situation and how fast Lowry comes along, they will move him to third base if they have to as the camp moves along. They have plenty of time. We're not in March yet, but over the next 10 days thereabouts, if things get a little cloudier with the injuries, I think you'll see him move more to third base. But right now, they want to keep him in left to learn it out there because.
And how is he doing? How is he doing in the outfield?
He's doing pretty good. Yeah, he's actually. Yeah, we were down in West Palm Beach yesterday, and they had the situation was bases loaded, two outs, and a ball hit toward the left field line. He dove for it and came up short, close to it. It wasn't one of those where he was 5 feet away. He came close to it. He took a chance. All three runs scored, but it was two outs, so you take a chance on it, and it didn't work. He also made a nice throw in that game, though, too. So he's coming along. He's doing pretty well, actually. Considering it's early in camp and he hasn't played out there a lot, but he has played the outfield before. So
if we're a month away from the start of the season.
Mm-hmm.
Right now, your everyday left fielder is whom?
I'd still have to say McNeil. I'd still have to say that McNeil is going to be your left fielder opening
day.
That's what I would say.
Center fielder is whom?
Center fielder would be Nimmo.
Is that with Lagares or every day?
I think it is basically every day, but I think when they face a lefty, Lagares is going to get starts. I think he's going to have to.
So you're looking at an outfield of McNeil, Nimmo, and Conforto against a righty. What would your outfield be against a lefty?
I would probably go McNeil, Lagares, Conforto.
Plays every day. Does Broxton play against the lefties or no?
He's going to get an occasional start. I think he's second to Lagares. That's my guess now. Again, Lagares has been here. Broxton
now, McNeil hits lefties and righties equally well, right? He hits lefties right?
I do think there are days, though, you're going to have Lagares in center field flanked by Nimmo and Conforto. And McNeil may be elsewhere, or he may be a left-handed bat off the bench.
Gotcha. Now, I think, if you were starting today with Lowry and Frazier on the bench, what would be – you got Rosario, you got Cano, Alonso at first, and who would be a third?
Well, they're going to play they're going to give him reps there, Echeverria, but I don't think he's going to
He's
be
not
going to
play
there.
Third as an everyday player, though.
No,
he's
no,
a,
not
first of all, he's
player.
A backup shortstop is what he is. He's a utility infielder, but he's not going to be a starting third baseman.
Right, but they're going to give him reps there just in case.
Right. Now, he's a good glove. He's not a good hitter. Yeah. He's a good glove. He's a very good glove. He's a good utility guy. He was good for the Yankees.
Right.
He's a good utility guy.
Yeah, no, he is. He definitely is. And I would say, if Lowry's not there and they don't have a third baseman, then McNeil would be your.
So McNeil would come in your mind, McNeil would come in and man third base, and then they'd have to go to maybe Lagares, Nimmo, and Conforto every day for a couple of weeks.
Probably, yeah. I mean,
give Lagares a chance to play. Let's talk about Lagares for a second. Is Lagares a big part of this, or is he hanging on?
No, I think it does depend on camp. I honestly do, and whether he can stay healthy. When you think about it, when you look back at last year, he actually had a pretty decent camp. He actually hit the ball very well last year. He hit over 300, but again, he got hurt. He was gone, and that was it for the year. Out for the season. So if he can keep himself healthy and he can duplicate what he did last year and be a little more consistent, he can be a part of things. They love his glove. I mean, he's arguably
he's a very good fielder. There's no question.
He's one of the best or the best center fielder.
He's a wonderful center fielder. Yeah. We know that. That's not the question.
If he's
not in center field, is Nimmo the center fielder? Or
I believe so.
Does Conforto going to play right all the time?
I believe so. I think that Conforto, I think they'd like to keep him out of center. Could he go there?
Okay.
Yes, you can switch it. But they have Broxton. They have two center fielders.
Well, Broxton can play center field, right?
Yes, very well.
But if it's McNeil, Nimmo, and Conforto, it's Nimmo in center field?
Yes. Correct.
Okay.
Yes,
so Conforto pretty much is going to be the everyday right fielder?
I would think so. They're going to keep him there. He's been there.
And who's going to be the backup catcher? Will it be Dano?
I would have to say, you know, that's a very good question. Darno hasn't done anything down here yet. What they're trying to do is work him. They're trying to get his arm slot right, and coming back from the surgery, they're also, they don't want him doing stuff kind of out of whack to hurt the arm right now. So they're still putting him through reps. He hasn't played in a game yet.
Right.
He's got to show something when he's down here in a game. It's, you know, they have, there's a date that's around the 15th, somewhere between the 15th and the 20th, where you can cut someone and give them 1/6 of their salary. You know,
so that could happen, huh?
It could happen. You could also, you know, go with him, and now he's making, I think it's 3.7. You could put him on the DL if he is not ready at the end of camp. That's a possibility, but you're going to have to pay him at that point. And Mesoraco would be your backup. To me, Mesoraco is more of a true backup, but that's if Wilson Ramos is going to stay healthy and be in there 120 games or so. He played 121, I believe, last year. Can he do that again? If he can, then they're going to be all set. But
Ramos is a big pickup for this team.
Yeah, he is. Yeah,
he's a pretty good player. You know, he's a steady player. He's a real pro. He's a guy who's going to help the staff too.
He is going to help the staff. He didn't help them today. This was one of the more atrocious games I've seen in a long time. They made 4 errors today and lost, I think it was 14-4 to the Tigers. And Ramos helped by throwing the ball into left field.
Oh, really?
Had a couple of runs scored. But listen, everybody played poorly today, so it's not just him. But, you know, he's a veteran guy, a veteran presence, and I think he's going to help them a lot. Yeah. Who's looked good in camp?
Yeah, like what guy are you impressed with so far?
It's hard to tell. There hasn't been anybody that's really stood out. I'll tell you, Syndergaard looked very good yesterday.
Right.
Wheeler pitched today. He had mechanical problems. He threw about 25 pitches in the first inning. Gave up.
Have you seen a lot of Cano yet or no?
Cano looks, you know, Cano is out there just serving balls wherever he wants to.
Cano was in the cage the day I was there. He was killing the ball.
Yeah, well,
absolutely,
you know,
killing the ball.
He looked like he could roll out of bed and get 3 hits.
He's just a great hitter. You know, you could tell it was Cano. I heard the sound and I looked over in the cage and it was. I said, before I even looked in, I said it's got to be Cano. The sound of the ball and when he was in the cage was unbelievable. You know that he just crushed everything.
Yeah, what he's been doing down here, honestly, and his at bats is kind of serving balls into left field, and you know he's just
a great hitter. He's a wonderful hitter. He really is.
You get the sense that he knows exactly what he's doing. He's kind of going, moving the ball around the outfield, and eventually when he has to pull the ball, he'll pull it.
Told me he's very happy to be there. I talked with him down there, and he told me, and I said, are you happy? He said, I'm very happy. I'm thrilled to be back in New York. He said, I had been told he had addressed the team the day before, and I said, hey, I heard you talk to the team. He says, listen, I have to take a leadership role with this team, but I'm really looking forward to this. I'm in great shape. I'm really looking forward to it. He said, I'm very happy to be here.
Yeah, no, he's got a chance to have, I think, an outstanding season. He and Rosario are going to be a nice little duo in the middle of the Mets infield. I think Rosario has responded to him really
I think the
well,
Met fans are going to be thrilled with Cano this year because I don't know if they even realize how good he really is day in and day out. He's a really good player.
He's a good player. He's a good player. He made a diving stop today going to his left. You know, he's corralled things in the field. He's fine. I still think I may have lost a step. I don't know. I'd have to.
You know, everyone in Seattle said he lost a step. I hadn't seen him enough last year, but he used to be a great second baseman.
Yeah.
First of all, he's got a great arm. He's got a great infield arm. He turns the double play unbelievably. I mean, there's nothing he can't do. The one thing he doesn't do, he doesn't break it to first base. That's the one thing he doesn't do.
Yeah, he still looks pretty good to me. He's going to be. He's going to be fine, I think. But that, you know, I haven't been any real standouts, down here. I mean, it's Lonzo's looked pretty good thus far. I mean, he looks, I think he still needs work at first base, but that's going to be a real work in progress probably all season long.
How has Smith looked? You know, everyone was saying Smith has surprised them this spring.
He had a hit and a walk today, so he's on base twice. He came into the game late. He's performed very well at first, but you know he has a good glove at first, so. I think he realizes too, you never like to see somebody go down, but I think he understands that with Frazier down, he might have a little bit better chance to make this team. And he's a left-handed compliment at first base. So if he has a good camp, then they may reward him.
And I guess Jimenez is very talented, huh?
He is. Yes, he is.
That's what I heard. I heard them. They were talking Jimenez up to me the other day. I didn't see him, but they were talking him up as that he's got a lot of talent.
The one thing you'll notice about him when you do see him, you know, the shortstops are getting bigger these days. This kid is small. I mean, he's tiny. He really is. You know, in comparison to some of the shortstops that you see, he is not a big guy. He's got to fill out a little bit, but he's got very smooth hands, and he can hit. He can hit a little bit. So he is somebody to watch. They like him a lot, and they think he's going to be a very good one. But he is a little bit tiny, tinier than a lot of other shortstops around.
Interesting. So right now you think McNeil stays in left for the time being.
Yeah.
And learns left field and doesn't come yet into the infield.
Yeah, I mean, I think he'll take ground balls, you know, pregame and, you know, take them on the side. I do think he'll do that and probably, you know, concentrate at third base because I don't think, you know, Canoa's not going to need much time off at second base. So I think he's going to concentrate at third right now with Lowry down. But, you know, according to Brody, that's what he said, that they want to continue him at left field for now because they hope to get Lowry back and that's where he'll play and then McNeil could be at left. But, you know, he's getting better. Maybe McNeil will be okay. He'll be fine, and I haven't seen him play third base, so I know he has, but I haven't seen him play, so I'd like to see him in a game there. But you know, for now, he's adapting to left field pretty well.
All right, Eddie, we'll talk soon. Thanks.
Okay, Mike.
All right, Eddie Seed down in Port St. Lucie. The Mets have got injuries already with Frazier and Lowry, so something for them to worry about. Back after this.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.